Melvin? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Melvin. I think we finally connected. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Tina, how you doing? You got about 100 numbers, don't you?
We use what's called a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, so I never know what the caller ID is going to show, but sometimes it matches the areas we're calling.
So that explains why we've been playing phone tags.
No wonder.
Phone.
Yeah,
yep. I don't answer any phone calls. No.
That's why. No wonder. Yeah. I'll put that in the notes, mm-hmm. too. So.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, I do run a business, which business has been almost zero, you know?
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know if there's something going on or what, because I know I even changed it to, you know, the next one is half off. You know what I mean? Still
mm-hmm.
ain't got no calls. I'm like, wow. You know, and then I got screwed up with the Southwest thing, you know, Christmas holiday. You know?
Did you? You were one of the people that had tickets and you got stranded somewhere?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's horrible. So you probably missed out on a ton of work, too.
And broke the debt ceiling. Well, the ton of work, ain't been there for about 2 months here, you know?
I see.
I mean, through Christmas and all of January, I think I probably had about maybe 4 appointments, you know? And those was from repeater customers that I gave my business card to.
Yeah.
I almost felt like my I was like, damn, I wanted to do somebody hack my phone number and get my business calls or something. I don't know. This phone don't ring unless it's a creditor right now, you know?
So you have to realize mm-hmm. something, Melvin. When you started with us 3.5 years ago, mm-hmm. you had the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, all of the directories,
right.
the mobile optimization, meaning that you would also come up on the first page search results from all of the mm. iPhones, Androids, tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? So you had
right.
a complete package. You changed that to just website hosting. So all of that optimization canceled, and you just pay us $29 just to keep the website. So with that being said, you know, and that's a month-to-month charge, a website in and of itself typically never brings anybody a new client, right? So the value to what we do is when you had the package before, it's to get the site found so that your phone's ringing with new clients. But for that, I mean, you'd have to go back to the $129 package. If you wanted to go back to all of that Google placement and optimization and whatnot.
Well, that's going to probably have to be after I get this thing resolved with the Southwest people with my luggage, my care, you know.
Oh,
this,
I'm so
you know,
sorry.
I had to break the debt ceiling just to even, you know, get,
I bet.
Survive this far, you know. Because the only thing it takes nowadays is for a car repair or you know, so a little pop-up can throw your whole financial into the garbage, you know?
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. And then not getting a detail every other day is really making it, you know, I was like, damn, well, what's going on, you know? I mean, almost like everybody just said, stop doing details or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to probably look into that, you know, when I get this thing settled out, you know, because it's been crazy, man. I mean, so crazy. It's been to the point, like, I feel like I'm the walking dead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I understand, Melvin. No problem, though. I can give you more time. I'll put a note on here that you're, you know, waiting for that Southwest thing to resolve and you needed some more time. And then just make sure to try to get that $29 paid before February 9th, because come February 12th, it'll reoccur.
That'll be taken care of before the 9th.
Okay.
You know, one way or the other, you know, if the Southwest thing come through. If not, or, you know, I'll definitely be able to take care of that because, you know, I mean, I'm not just, you know, completely knocked out the box. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just I'm in what you call standby.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I got a standby flight right now. But anyway, tell me more about the 125, you know, because if we could try that for a couple of months and see how that, see if that's got an impact or a respiratory system on there. So you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we can do that one or something. Let's see how that, if that pumps blood back into the heart or something, you know? Because things have been just like what I'm completely just done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so with that 129 package, it would get you back on the first page of Google and Bing for your category. So if anyone puts in, you know, auto detailing, or if they just put in detail or car detailing or anything that has to do with what you offer, we'll make sure that you're found on the first page of the results. And then also we would put you back on all of the popular directories in your area and reprogram you back into the mobile platform. So that way you'd be coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So all of that programming, the optimization, would be included to get you and keep you back on the first page. Because right now, you know, your website's up and running, but you're not ranking, and that's something that that 129 package would fix for you.
And I'm five-star, you know. I mean, anybody I go to, so I get majority of my repeaters. I get majority of my, you know, hand-to-hand business cards, you know, out there. You know,
yeah.
Because I give a coupon on my, I got a coupon on my business cards, you know. Whereas I give you a business card that says it's a coupon from $35 to $70, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said, you know, things have just been almost like four flat tires on a moving vehicle. You ain't going nowhere.
So I will tell you this, Melvin. You have an excellent rating on Google. It's nearly five stars. It's 4.7 to be exact. But you don't have a positive review posted for 8 months. So that could be affecting you too, because there's obviously companies up there that are having nice things being said about them on a day-to-day basis. And if you don't have anything fresh for 8 months, sometimes that will affect your conversion. So I'll send you a review generator email, and you can start using this right away, and it will help you get some more five-star ratings on your Google listing, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so start using that, and then we can touch base, you know, in a week or so, and you can decide if you want to just do the $29, because right now there's a big orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated, and that's just because we're having trouble with the payment. So it could be, even if somebody sees your site, they might think that you're not open or something because it says the information here is no longer being updated. So, you know, once the payment goes through, that banner comes down. So you can decide if you wanted to, you know, do that package, or if you wanted to do the 129 package and go back to the optimization on Google.
Yeah. Right now, you know, it's the first of the year, you know, just like I said, you know, I wasn't expecting the Southwest, you know, sinkhole that I had failed into. And then, you know, like, I usually do the evaluation for my whole year in January because, you know, I got a birthday in January here. So,
oh, happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, doing the pros and the cons, dotting the I's, crossing the T's here, and come up with a better little program for the rest of the year here, you know, because that's what I have to do because I'm a one-man show, you know. Definitely a one-man show, so.
Yep.
It
definitely makes
sense. When you do everything by yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like the chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah, I literally live in a world literally by myself, you know, because my friends are very few. My family is very few. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's sweet. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, hey, I don't blame it on nobody. That's the way the man planned it upstairs, you know? Because I'm everybody's friend, but don't know. I'm everybody's friend, but don't nobody know how to be mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
But that's all good. You know, I don't worry about it. You know, I always told somebody if I was the guy that won that $1 billion lottery, I would probably be the loneliest billionaire ever because I'm not going to accept friends because I'm rich. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to
when I was
like
poor.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't
yeah,
have
you
when
want...
I was poor. So why I want a bunch of them drinking with me or smoking with me when I'm broke?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't have them when I'm, no, and then when I'm rich, I really don't want you around. You know what I'm saying?
That's why when you see like one of those Mega Millions lottery winners that is on the news, they'll always say, oh, the ticket was sold at this and such place, but the winner didn't come forward yet. So oftentimes
mm-hmm.
the people that win, they don't want to publicize it because exactly that reason.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want
mm-hmm.
all of these people to come out of the woodwork for no reason and all of a sudden try to be their friend, you know? So, yep.
Yeah. I got some
exactly.
the nephews, you know, by me living in Florida and they living up north, they'll call, Uncle Mel, can you do this? Can you do that? We coming down. And when they come down, like they celebrities, you know? You know,
yeah.
I can get the resorts, you know, because I've been, I mix up.